72 degrees at 8:56. Let's check on commodity markets on this Wednesday. We bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Starting off the day, dollar trade is about steady. The crude trade was mild and defensive, but started to stabilize. Neutral setup for commodities in general. We did not see any sales announced from the USDA's overnight reporting system, so a little bit of disappointment there. Current price action looks neutral negative out of the gate. Right now I've got May corn down a penny and a half at 395 and a quarter. July corn down a penny and a half as well at 404 and three quarters. And new crop December down a half at 419 and three quarters. Switching to soybeans, May soybeans down 8 at 1034 and a half. July beans, 1045 and a half, down 7 and three quarters. And new crop November, 1042 and a half, down 8. Switching to the wheat market, Chicago wheat, May is down 4 and three quarters at 525. July wheat, 523 and three quarters, down 5 and a half. Kansas City wheat May is down a penny at 531 and a quarter. July is 551 and three quarters, down a penny and a quarter. And December, 590 and three quarters, down 2 and three quarters. Minneapolis wheat, basis of the May, is up 2 cents at 629 and a quarter. July is down 1 3/4 at 621 and three quarters. And December at 641 and a quarter, up a half. Switching to livestock markets, cattle and hogs both advancing a little bit this morning. Looks like a pretty constructive situation over there in the meats. Going forward, corn has made new highs for the move. Wheat is on the cusp of doing the same, and beans appears to be stuck in a trading range waiting for new news. Weather for planting has improved, but concerns about expanding dryness conditions are growing. Dry conditions east of the Mississippi are expanding and maybe be challenging the market to add a little bit of additional risk premium. I think it's too soon to tell, but the market does seem to be getting a little bit more sensitive to the drying out conditions. Looking at the charts, the corn has made new highs for the move and looks like it's kind of trying to break out a little bit, try to idealize another 10 or 15 cents upside potential. The soybeans, as we said, were kind of in a trading range. And the wheat market trying to make a move to new highs. As far as funds are concerned, their funds are still long the corn market, long the bean market, and trying to cover some shorts in the wheat. If they continue to cover their shorts in the wheat, new highs could definitely be attained. As we mentioned before, our in-house, as far as corn acres, should be a little bit diminished, and bean acres could climb depending on the weather. Ethanol production figures and inventory numbers due out shortly and may offer the market a little bit of additional guidance. All things considered, we're trying to put our perspective as far as the glass is half full rather than half empty and look for better things ahead. Thanks, Brian, and have a great day.
All right. Thank you very much. Bill Gentry joining us from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana on this Wednesday. And we're warming up pretty quickly here on this Wednesday morning on our way to a high of around 84, already 72 degrees here in Urbana. At last check, 73 degrees at Willard Airport south of Champaign-Urbana and 72 degrees in Rantoul. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says partly to mostly cloudy skies today. We could see an isolated shower or thunderstorm with a high of 84 degrees and a southwest wind at 10 to 20 miles per hour. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD1 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.